The day is the 21st of January, the first month of the new year. May God bless and keep each and every one day by day, minute by minute, second by second, month by month, year by year. God bless you. This is Deborah. This is the honeybee. I am here. Each message I give is to ignite and illuminate people to change, to put fire in them and let them know that we must be on fire for the Lord, always burning, burning, burning. Okay, my song is Jesus, walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the beauties of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we must walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the beauties of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. I thank the Lord for today because Jesus is the light of the world. And my message today is titled, Stubborn and Rebellious. What kind of life is that? My first scripture is from Proverbs 20:11. These go for my children, my young adults, my teenager, and adults. It says 20:11. It says, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Okay, whatever you do, it must be done because you love and care for the Lord and the people of God. It must be pure. That means motives must be pure, and what you do must be in the right feeling, you know, feeling the right way. You understand? Because when you do that, you would put the best on the outside. And it must be right standing. Check your motives at all times. Make sure whatever you're doing it as unto the Lord and not unto people. My second verse is Colossians 3:20, and it says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. You hear what that verse says? It says, children, obey your parents in all things because your parents know and they love you and they're not going to do anything to harm you. They will always do things loving and drawing you to what is good and not what is bad. So obey your parents, you know, because that is the right thing to do. My second scripture is 2 Timothy 3:1-5. And it says, this know also that in the last day perilous times will come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, first despiser of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Okay, you see that? Lovers of themselves. I mean selfish, real selfish, you know. You cannot be like that. You know, a stubborn and rebellious person is like that. That those that are of Christ have a pure and beautiful spirit. The stubbornness is not only outward, but appearance that are also the attitude as well as issue of the heart. Be submissive to authority on a person over you, then you can get freedom. Learn to tame your emotions in these cursed circumstances. You can fear or delaying your emotions until the emotions that pace. You can stop your feelings of rejection and feelings that you should be stubborn and rebellious before they become an emotion, because to overcome cultivates a strong strength of self-worth. Because you're like that, you'll have good self-worth because you feel bad about yourself and others, and you will always feel like others in authority is coming up against you, you know, and that's not true, because we're people of God, and we're supposed to sharpen together, you know, and we are here to sharpen each other and to lift each other up in the things of the Lord. Okay, I'm going to give you a story of a man that got powers after that Elijah. The story about Elijah and Elisha. It's two. It's Elijah and Elisha. And the difference in Elijah and Elisha, because Elisha used to follow Elijah everywhere he went because he felt like he was following that which was anointed. So when Elijah went up into the heavens, he did not die. He just was lifted up in the clouds and with the chariots riding. And Elijah told Elijah, if you look and see me when I'm leaving, then you shall have a double anointing of what I have. Okay, and so that's what he did. Okay, it's chapter 20. I'm going to start a little earlier than 20. Start at 16th verse. And it says, and they said unto him, behold, now there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the Spirit of the Lord has taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not sin. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, sin. And they sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. They didn't find Elijah. You know, he told them the first time not to go. But since they wanted to insist on going, he said, okay, go. But they didn't find him. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. The water wasn't good. The land was good, but the water wasn't good. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. The cruse means like a vessel, resulting. And he went forth into the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus said the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death of barren land. So he done put a blessing upon the water. Now this is something he did good for someone. And so the water were healed, and unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, he spake. Okay, and it says, 700 men, I think I went 2 pages over. So, then, okay, 20-24. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city. And they mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked at on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the woods, and cherry 40, and tore 42 children of them. And he went forth thence into the Mount of Carmel. Look here, he did something good. But then he got mad, because they called him a bald-head man. He might have been bald-head, but he didn't want to be called that, you know, because he felt he was a prophet of God, and you should address him as so. So, you know, don't mock people. And know that criticism well happens at times. But you don't have to receive it. You don't have to prove yourself or make excuses for it. Cultivate an open mind. Listen, cultivate an open mind means an open heart, an open spirit, and an open emotion. Yes, you will get hurt at times. Yes, people will not understand you at all times. Yes, but don't be discouraged, you know, because all that you do, you're storing up crowns in heaven. God is saying each time you do what is right, no matter what people say or do to you, you do what is right. God is saying, I am well pleased. You are such a good soldier. And we must be soldier in God's army. Because greater is he that is in us than in he that is in the world. Because God suffered everything before we was even born. So if he suffered it all, we gonna have to suffer as well. But I thank the Lord because now, God is getting ready to open doors for me that has never been opened because of my kindness, because of my endurance, because of my helpfulness, because of my love for others, not just for myself, because for the love of others that I never received back. But he's getting ready to pull me out of blessing abundantly, and I praise and I thank God because, and I thank God for each hearer that listens to these messages. I'm hoping that it will be a blessing inside of you as well as outside, because what coming from the heart cometh out of the mouth. So get a pure heart and a right spirit inside of you. Children, young adults, teenager, adults, as well as elderly people, in Jesus' name, don't be stubborn and rebellious. That is such an ugly look, and I've seen it so often. That's an ugly, ugly look. You don't want to look ugly. You want to look pretty and beautiful for the Lord. God bless you. This is Deborah the Honey Bee. God bless.